how many people do you think in Scotland would be willing to tell little white lies to sell their car?
Well, the good news, Bill, is that Scotland are 2% below the UK average, with 26% of people willing to tell a white lie to sell
their
car.
Still a lot, though, isn't it?
It is a lot. It kind of supports, I guess, what every private buyer's worst fear is, that there's something hidden about the car before you drive away in it. So, yes, it does.
Of course, there's a difference between outright lying and simply not telling about something.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the white lies tend to be the case of let's just not volunteer that little rattle that's hanging around in the back seat of the car, or that annoying problem of it won't start on a cold morning. But they can be more serious. We're finding that there are issues around finance, ownership, clocking, insurance write-offs, all that stuff that really buyers need to be careful of.
That can be really serious, can't it? Especially the finance situation, because you could find a car that you've just bought being, as it were, repossessed.
That's right. And, you know, with the popularity in logbook loans and car finance over the last couple of years, unfortunately, the repo man is very busy.
And what about old-fashioned things that, you know, they've become almost legends, things like clocking cars? Now, we were told that actually new technology had made that virtually impossible, but we're finding it still happening.
You know, yeah, back in the day, people used to have to take the odometer out of the car and fiddle around with it. But today it's actually gotten a whole lot easier, Bill. It's really a case of a laptop and the correct piece of software, knowing where to plug it in, and Bob's your uncle. You can have any number you want on the odometer reading.
So we're saying that buying privately can have its risks. But then, of course, that's just people being amateur at car sellers. That the professionals are the ones that perhaps we should worry about more.
Well, there are still 2.7 million cars sold on a private-to-private basis in the UK. So although the dealerships are thriving, with over 4 million cars being sold, it's still a very significant market, and people love a bargain. And I guess that's why they like to buy privately.
You'd have to say, though, that the outlay on cars now is probably proportionately less of people's incomes than it used to be. And effectively, cars are cheaper than they used to be, aren't they?
They're cheaper, they're lasting longer, the servicing costs are starting to come down too. And I guess that's a challenge for the manufacturers, and why they offer all kinds of great servicing plans when they're offering you a new car. But there's still fantastic value in the used car market, there's no doubt. Finding a car with a good service history is always the top trick in the book, really.
So in terms of selling a car, then, are you seeing that service history, cleanliness, the look of the thing, are these the main things to do if you're selling?
Yeah, absolutely.
From lying about it.
Well, assuming there's a couple of little white lies in there, we're finding more and more sellers are actually presenting a full service history along with the car. But one of the key things that we'd warn people about is to keep an eye on the asking price. And if it's too good to be true, you can be sure that that's the case. Most of the scams that we're finding coming into our desk every day relate to cars that have been just too good to be true from the outset.
Shane, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.